So why might an account choose a sale or flat rent placement rather than a volume-based rental? First, these options provide more control to keep access to their laser if they are a lower volume account under the threat of their laser being removed. If they buy it, they are in total control. If they pay flat rent, this extra revenue counts secondarily in the total revenue picture for deciding which lasers are least profitable and prioritized for relocation. Some customers may be concerned about complexity under a volume agreement, especially as it relates to CMS capital cost reporting. Some customers may be afraid of having disposables go unused when they are under the pressure to purchase with a volume agreement. Some customers may have been burned by volume agreements with other companies and want to avoid them going forward. Some customers may prefer the predictability of expenses with purchase or flat rent. Some customers periodically have extra or year-end capital budget available that would make them inclined to purchase. Some academic institutions may have significant capital budgets or grants that may be very interested in purchasing rather than renting. Some situations may be corporate account driven, like Ascension, where the only options are to purchase or do flat rent. A similar example is VA hospitals that historically have only done flat rent or sale placements. With the VA, it is important to approach them well in advance of their fiscal year end on September 30th. Finally, there are many accounts that purchased lasers several years ago that may be willing to purchase a replacement or upgrade. Ultimately, you will not uncover many of these opportunities unless you ask, and do not assume that volume-based rental is the only or preferred option for new or existing customers.